Good morning and welcome to the episode 1 of Wrapped in Wool podcast. I'm your host Becky and today's date is May 25th, 2014. Today's segments will include an introduction, in progress, finished objects, up next, and unraveled. So let's get going. First of all, welcome to my first podcast. I'm Becky. I have been knitting for about 10 years now, I think. I started in about 2004, 2005. I was taught by my Nana when I was about 10, but all I could do was knit little squares, so I just kind of stopped and got bored. And I picked it up again when my husband was away for 6 months, and we were living somewhere where I didn't really have a lot of friends. And again, I was bored, so I picked up knitting. Okay, let's get started. I just want to apologize. I am sitting outside because it's a beautiful morning. So if you hear some birds or a little bit of wind noise, and we also have a major road behind our house, and I can hear a little bit of the traffic. So hopefully it won't be too bad for you. So first up is in progress. I've got a couple of projects on the needles. Actually, more than a couple. Let's face it. We usually all have more than a couple. Right now, as I'm recording this podcast, I'm knitting on my Carson shawl by Romy Hill. I've never actually knit any of her patterns, so this will be a first for me. I'm using Fleece Artist Neone in True Blood Red, and the contrast color is Amber, which is a lovely, you know, orangey brown kind of color. It's sort of reminiscent of Madeline Tosh's Candlewick colorway. So far, it's nice and easy because I'm only on the main portion, which is just knitting all the red until I join the contrast color. I've also been working on a pair of vanilla socks, which would be my first afterthought heel, using the Laura Linneman pattern. And I'm using Lorna's Lace's Shepherd Sock in the Sheridan colorway. These make really good train knitting. I have a pretty long commute every day. I commute about 2 hours each way by combination of car, train, metro, and walking. So it gives me a little bit of time, usually only on the train, since that's the longest part, to just sit and knit. In the mornings, I usually sleep. It really depends on how tired I am and how much sleep I've had. But lately, I've been knitting, making the most of my knitting time, which I will not have much longer because I will be transferring in a couple of months to an office closer to home, which is great because I'll be closer to my family and not have to get up so early. What else am I working on? I cast on for Vodka Lemonade by Thea Coleman, or Baby Cocktails. That kind of sat. I cast on and I got the seed stitch collar done, which I absolutely hate seed stitch. I should clarify that. I hate knitting seed stitch. I actually like seed stitch for texture. I think it's beautiful. I'm just a slow knitter, and I'm even slower when I'm doing seed stitch. So that got put away because I sort of got, not bored, but enticed, I guess, by other projects and wanted to get some things finished. And so I only just picked that up again last night, and I actually realized, well, I tried to pick it up last weekend, and I realized that I couldn't find my pattern that I printed out, and that I keep notes on and keep track of where I am in the pattern. I'm just one of those people who uses those little tick marks on my patterns, and I couldn't find it, so I didn't really want to start because I wasn't in the frame of mind to figure out where I was. So I picked it up last night, and I'm happy to say that I am increasing for the yoke, which is coming along nicely, although having just worked on a baby sweater, this thing seems to be taking forever. And that's actually the other thing that I've been working on that I was enticed away from Vodka Lemonade with, was Flax by Tin Can Knits. This is a very easy top-down sweater, pretty plain with a little bit of garter stitch on the sleeves. And what I love about Tin Can Knit patterns is that they come in so many sizes. I think flax comes in 0 to 6 months to 4XL. So I'm making the 1 to 2 year size for Emmett, my almost 14-month old now. He is a little bit, the 1 to 2 year size will fit him come winter, and he's a generally wears a size behind his age, so he's actually still in some 9 month clothes. So I think this will definitely fit unless he has a major, major growth spurt between now and then, which is, let's face it, that's possible too. So anyway, that's all I'm working on. I plan to cast on a bunch of things this weekend since it's the holiday weekend, Memorial Day, and we will see how that goes. What have I finished? Well, I actually finished a few things. I finished a little hat called Highline by Jan Cullen. I used some leftover fiber file squish worsted, which is gorgeous yarn, in the Poseidon colorway, just lovely blue. This yarn was left over from my Lauren sweater, which I actually only just got around to photographing and putting on my project page last weekend. I made the 6 to 12 month size, and I realized I missed a stitch. After you knit the ribbing, you're supposed to increase one stitch. And honestly, I couldn't be bothered doing it. And of course, this made all the difference because this is not going to fit my son's head this winter. So it is going to go on the gift pile because my sister is expecting a baby in November. Now, she's in Australia, so her baby will be born in summer, or almost summer. But this should definitely fit him or her come wintertime. And she lives in an area where it does get quite chilly, so I think it'll come in handy for her. I also finished my coaxing spring shawl, which is the pattern Sunlight Shawl for Sad People by Sylvia Beau Bilvia, and yes, that really is the name of the shawl. I knit this in Malabrigo Sock Africana Violetta colorway, gorgeous purple. Again, also great train knitting, which is why I'm really made some good progress on it and got it finished. I started this back in March when we were having really cold temperatures here in the Northern Virginia-ish area. I'm not quite in Northern Virginia, but I'm in sort of in that area. I hoped, since we were in Australia in January, that we had missed a polar vortex, they called it. And I was hoping that we wouldn't have any more of those, but it seemed like we did kind of have a little bit of that sort of thing again in March, and it was just very depressing. We're coming into March, it should be, warming up, and the trees were just all blah. So this shawl really did. I mean, if you look at my project page, and I'll link to it in the show notes, it's a gorgeous color, and it just makes me happy when I look at it. And I actually wore it the other day because even though we have been having pretty decent temperatures, and I'm sitting outside now, it's probably about 60 degrees. The other morning was back in the 40s, 50s, and I just needed a little something to keep my neck warm. So that came in handy. I had my light spring coat on, and I wore my coaxing spring shawl. I also have another one of Sylvia's patterns in my queue called the Lonely Tree Shawl, which I hope to knit in the future. I'm not really sure what yarn I'm going to use for that yet, but someone I saw on Ravelry, I think one of the blogs or podcasts I listened to, mentioned it. I listened to quite a few podcasts, and I can't quite remember who said what from week to week. And finally, I finished my Vitamin D sweater by Heidi Kiermaier. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. It's Kiermaier. I knit this in Madeline Tosh Merino Light in the Briar colorway. And it's a top-down cardigan with a lovely drapey front and eyelet detail. Now, this sweater or cardigan is beautiful. I absolutely love it. I actually have had it on the needle since last April, early May, so 2013. I started it about 2 weeks after my son was born, which I'm not sure what I was thinking, but I hadn't really knit that much during my pregnancy. I sort of lost my knitting mojo a little bit, and I wanted to try to get it back. And it didn't really work because I lost my mojo again and sort of put this thing down for a long time. really I just got stuck on the sleeves. And by stuck, I just mean I don't like sleeves, so I think maybe I'll start knitting those not long after I divide the body and the sleeves, because it seems like that's what's holding me up on a lot of projects recently. So I love this sweater, and I blocked it last weekend, and I put it on, and it doesn't really fit very well. At least in the drapey bits don't fit. It fits really nicely in the sleeves. If lengthwise, it is perfect. It just doesn't drape the way I want it to, and I think it's not the pattern's fault. It's totally my fault, because I thought it was knit in a called for a fingering weight yarn, and guess what? It did not. It calls for a sport weight yarn. So there's that. And I'm terrible about swatching. What I've found from experience is that if I use the yarn weight called for in a pattern, I'm a tight knitter, and I usually do well and get gauge or very near gauge, so it doesn't really matter. But let's face it, I should have probably swatched for this. I would have figured out that no, it did not call for fingering weight yarn. I don't know. Pregnancy brain, after pregnancy brain. So I just kind of am not sure what I'm going to do with it. I'm reblocking. Hopefully if I can stretch out those fronts, it will work. Part of the issue is, of course, I had a baby, so my top half is a little bigger than it used to be. Not much, but a little bit. So it just sort of falls and drapes in the really wrong spot. But otherwise, I love it. It's beautiful. It's so soft. Of course, Mad Tosh is gorgeous yarn. It's one of my favorite yarns, you'll probably find out. But it may end up going in the gift pile to someone else. And I have a couple of people that it could go to. And that's it for my finished objects. Maybe next episode, hopefully I'll have a couple more for you. I've been without a husband and son for a couple of weeks now, so I've had some really good knitting time. My husband took our son down to visit his family in the south, and some unforeseen circumstances caused him to extend the trip. So this is actually my third weekend without my son and my husband, so I've got a lot of knitting time, but I'm really ready for him to come home. I miss them a lot. And what's next? Up next, this is a segment where I want to talk about things that I plan to make next in the near future, not just sort of like, oh, I put it on my queue and I'm going to make it, because I have some things on my queue from at least 2010, so that is not up next. And some of my stuff is about to blow away. So anyway, I want to knit the Angry Sheep cardigan by Pinaguri. Now, this is going to be my Rhinebeck sweater. Two friends and I are going to go to Rhinebeck this year for the first time ever. We're not that far from Rhinebeck. We just never gotten around to going. So this year, we did not go to Sheep and Wool. Well, actually, it's the second year I didn't go to Sheep and Wool. My husband was working, so I couldn't. He worked shift work, so I couldn't. I had to stay home and watch Emmett. You know what I mean. I did not want to take Emmett with me. He's not quite at the stage where I think he'll enjoy that. Maybe next year I think he will. He'll be walking, and I didn't want to take a stroller. Just people do it. I understand why they do it. I just didn't want to be one of those people. So we're going to Rhinebeck, and I'm going to knit the Angry Sheep cardigan. So I have my yarn picked out. I'm going to use Madeline Tosh Merino Light in Fathom and Bloomsbury colorways. So there's two blue. Fathom is a very dark blue. Ah, there goes my yarn. And Bloomsbury is a lovely light blue, which is a little bit, it's kind of bright. But I think they go really well together. And then the sheep will be done. I have some Western Sky Knit single ply merino that I think I will do the sheepies in. So my plan for this weekend is to wind yarn and swatch for that. I'm definitely going to do a swatch this time. And I also have a couple of baby blankets that I want to start. One is the Chevron baby blanket, which I can't remember who that pattern is by. And the other one is the Twinkle Twinkle Blanket by Helen Stewart. I just discovered her podcast, Curious Handmade, and she's a fellow Aussie, so I was excited to actually find her podcast, and she's going to go in regular rotation for me on my iPod. Again, that long commute every day is a good time to listen to podcasts. And if I don't have any podcasts to listen to, I watch movies or TV shows, which makes for interesting kind of feeling when I'm watching Game of Thrones or Vikings or something a little bit not PG-13 on the train, and especially on the Amtrak. There can be kids on the train and other people, so I watch it on my Kindle and try to shield that from everybody so they can't see what I'm watching, because I feel like a bit of a perv. But anyway, and so that's it for up next. And finally, segment today called Unraveled. This is a segment where I plan to talk about projects gone wrong, things I've actually had to physically unravel, and that kind of thing. And I do actually have a pile of things I want to unravel and repurpose a yarn for. These are just things I've made over the years that just didn't work out, or I made a mistake, something like that. So today, this morning, because I got up way too early for a Sunday morning, I have already unraveled a sweater. I unraveled the Dairy Raglan and Cow sweater by Cecily. I can't think of her last name. It's escaping me, so I will have to link that. But we probably all know who she is. And it's in the New England Knits book, which I love. I love actually quite a few patterns in that book. And this was the first one I had knit from it. And I will knit this again. This is, again, not a pattern issue. It is a me issue. I knit my sleeves two different sizes. And I blocked it, so it was doable. It was workable. I could actually still wear it without any issues. One was just a little tighter than the other. And I did actually knit this a little bit more fitted than the book called for, or the pattern called for, because I didn't really like the bagginess. So that was knit from Madeline Tosh DK Merino in the Clover colorway. Gorgeous colorway and gorgeous yarn. But other than the issue with the sleeves, I went to get it the other week from my closet when we were having that cold snap, and discovered it had been eaten by a little something. So there was a hole in it, and I just, on top of that, I actually don't, it didn't really fit well. Again, I've had a baby since I knit it, and I'm still carrying that extra weight and that kind of thing. So I decided to unravel it, and it is going to be re-skeined once I finish this podcast, and then I am going to, I think, use it for one of my Chevron baby blankets. I have some Merino DK in kelp colorway, and I have a friend who's not, they're not finding out what they're having, so I want to knit them something, and I want to do it now before the due date. And I think these two colors go well together, and I think it's green, so a greeny blue. I think it's perfect for either baby of either sex. And since I have three babies to knit for, and they're all due basically around the same time. Well, not around the same time, but within a month of each other. We've got a couple due in July, and one due, I think, mid-August. I have a bad habit of waiting to the very last minute to decide what I'm going to knit, and then frantically knitting to get done either for not long after the baby's born. With a blanket, it doesn't really matter so much, because you don't have to worry about the baby really outgrowing it too much. I mean, obviously, if you wait a year, then a baby blanket might be too small. But in general, if you give it to them 2 months, 3 months after the baby's born, they'll still be able to use it. So that is my plan for this afternoon. Enjoy the rest of this lovely Sunday on Memorial Day weekend. And please think about the men and women of armed forces, past and present, that have sacrificed so much for us. You don't even realize it, but there's a lot that goes into being in the military, even if you aren't deployed. So just think about those people too, because the people fighting overseas definitely deserve our utmost respect. And but the families and the soldiers here, you'd be surprised how much sacrifice happens here too. So thank you, and hopefully you enjoyed my first podcast. Hopefully I can figure out how to edit it and get it up on the web for everybody. And I will talk to you in a couple of weeks. Bye.